Happy day after New Year, everybody. That's a wrap. Just had the guys in for a real quick team meeting and told them real quickly just how much, of course, you know, we appreciate everybody's work all season and in particular hanging in these past 3 weeks.
It's most definitely bittersweet. We went through a rough season. I think this is a time where we can just, you know, kind of take a deep breath, get ready for the next steps and moving forward.
The talent we get, we shouldn't, you know, be where we're at as far as the record-wise and the way we've been losing. But you got to go through certain things to get to where you want to go. So it's a learning curve and things you can just, you know, learn from and get better from. So.
I mean, there's always good moments. I mean, just playing football. I mean, obviously you're going to make a play here and there. And, I mean, even if you don't win, you know, you still have those good times, good moments in the game with your teammates.
Gurley carries up the middle, 20, 15, far side 10, touchdown, LA! Coming near side, Tavon, 30, gets a block, 20, 15, 10, Tavon, touchdown! The right side numbers, caught by Michael, puts his shoulder down, the ball comes out, Ogletree is on it!
We handed out some team awards, so that was kind of fun. Aaron Donald, voted on by his peers, was voted MVP.
He goes down! Aaron Donald, like a spider monkey!
Rookie of the Year was Corey Littleton. Corey Littleton was undrafted, played in every game. Those are the type of guys, as a coach, that you look for. The inspirational winner was voted on by his teammates. I didn't even have to announce it. It was Corey Harkey.
Let's go! Let's get hard today! Let's go, boy! Let's go!
To what he's become, not only as a player, but as a team leader. Love Corey Harkey. Love that guy. Ogletree won the Ed Block Courage Award.
Throws midfield. Alec Ogletree steps in and rips away an interception.
Which is a really prestigious honor for one player per team who's come off an injury that rebounded and performed the next year, and that was Alec.
Johnny Hecker on the field of punts.
Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner was Johnny Hecker.
Johnny Hecker is now the NFL's single season record holder for punts down inside the 20. Whose house? Whose house? Whose house?
Then you talked about how you would have been fine just being a special teams coordinator. I'm wondering, have these three games kind of changed your perspective?
Yeah, it has. I would love someday to get the opportunity to be a head coach in the National Football League. I would very much welcome the opportunity to sit down and just have a good football conversation about, from my perspective, what I think it's going to take for the Rams to be an NFC West division champ.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see, you know, see what lies ahead of us. And I think everybody feels the same. You know, obviously it'll be different for everybody. We don't know, but I think it'll be an exciting time to see how we can move forward.
We got a bunch of good guys in the room. These guys, you know, we fight for each other and you know, fight to the end. And it's a good group of guys, and whatever's going to happen in the future, we don't know. But, you know, it's there's good people here.